Around the Rugged Rocks, the Ragged Rascal Ran. Around the Rugged Rocks, the Oh, the mics are on. Ah, hello, everybody. It is the new episode of Papa's Basement. I am John Papa Giorgio, your host, hence the weird name. It's not a show about how to abduct children and lock them up. It's just something I picked when I was in my mid-20s, and I have been stuck with it ever since.
He's lying. I'm locked in a basement right now.
Like a herpes-positive partner. Something I did one night, and I've lived with the consequences every day afterward. Eva Crichton.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me, and co-hostessing. That is the real word for that.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
The show with me. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com. You can go there for every episode we have ever done. Oh, my God, we're on 450 now, something like that.
Oh, wow, congrats.
Is that congrats?
I mean, that's an accomplishment.
For all it's, yeah, for all it's accomplished, that's like, that was the 100,000th time I beat off.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, like tears and rain.
Did your mom make you a cake for that?
No. I had to take a little spackle shiv to my hardwood floor. She's like, now clean up what you've done.
Clean up your sins.
It looks like a boardwalk the seagulls hung above. All right. Yeah, every episode you could ever want. Who wouldn't want more of those references?
Yeah.
In papasbasement.com. And if you do the I thing, in other words, if you own an iPhone, go to the podcast app and subscribe to Papa's Basement. P-A-P-A apostrophe S. I don't think you can rate us or leave a review with the phone.
Mm-mm.
God effing forbid that the means by which 90% of my listenership be able to leave a review. Thanks, crap liver McJobs for dying before implementing that. And now Tim Cook is...
crap liver McJobs.
Yeah, yeah, he croaked, and Tim Cook is just busy taking our money and kissing Peloponnesian boys on their hairless chests.
Ew.
And calling it a day.
Making that little noise while he does it.
Ioannis, come hither. Tikanis, Ioannis. Sounds gross. Just means, how are you, John, in Greek? Just sounds gay, don't it?
Does it? Is that really what it means?
Yeah, my first name in Greek is Ioannis, or Yannis, I guess, technically.
Tikanis.
Kalaisi. That's okay. How are you?
I just imagine you in little short pants.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
As a young
sailor's
lad.
Outfit.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant as Tim Cook's manservant. Tim Cook is the...
He's the new Apple guy.
Is it really?
I thought he was.
Is
I don't know.
Tim Cook not the Sam Adams guy?
Oh, I don't know.
Hold on. Let me Google Tim Cook.
I thought he was the new Apple guy. That's why I thought you were bringing that up.
I thought it... Yeah, it is the new Apple guy.
Mm.
There's also... Jim Cook. God damn, this Cook family's cleaning up.
Yep.
Jim Cook is the... No? What is it? No, I guess not. He's a dead NASCAR driver. Who was the guy that was in the Sam Adams ads for a while?
And
he looked like Mr. Rogers, kind of.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't
about.
Remember these old Sam Adams ads?
No, I don't drink.
Like, oh, the taste of Pilsner. And it just sounded really sinister. He's like, you know, it'd be like, oh, this winter brew really washes down the seed of a young boy.
This winter brew. I've never drank before, so I don't pay attention.
Shut up. Shut up. Your nose almost took out my eye. Please.
You called me vodka brain the other day.
when I couldn't
remember something.
Pickled vodka brains. The coleslaw brain.
It's like a pickled
brain
radish.
Ready for the winter.
Yeah.
So yeah, subscribe to the show. And if you have a droid because you are poor, foreign, or a nerd, you can use the Stitcher app. I think we're still on Stitcher. I don't even know.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. We just try to make a good show and then bury it like a cat with a turd. God forbid anyone hear it, get it out there. If it went viral, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. Then mother would be wrong. I wasn't born to lose, Eva. I wasn't.
Then mother would be wrong. You sounded like Norman Bates there. Mother! Then mother would be wrong.
Isn't the end of that just like a wig on a plastic skeleton?
Yeah.
It's like the cheesiest thing you've ever seen.
I love that movie.
I like the series.
It's actually good.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's pretty good.
I know it's got the Finnish broad who was in Up in the Air and also The Departed.
The Departed, yeah. The Departed.
That's really all I remember. I remember two things about Up in the Air. One is there's a scene where you see her ass and it looks like troublingly good and fat.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is that bitch packing that thigh meat?
Why? Why are you surprised?
Because she just looks like this thinny little waspy, wispy thing. And all of a sudden you just see like a bow on her ass.
Just a big, big old pooper.
Oh, delightful. Academy Award worthy.
A pooper.
Oh, just a pooper for the decade. Not the ages, but the decade.
I hate it when people call it a dumper.
Dumper. A turd cutter.
Ew. Come on, man.
I don't like a log splitter. I mean, we can do this.
The turd cutter.
And if I'm writing in cursive, I put where fudge is made. In the neighborhood of some milk production and a lemonade stand.
I'm gonna write down this date. The first time I ever heard the term turd cutter.
Never heard turd cutter before.
No. My dad says pinch loaf. I gotta go pinch loaf.
Yeah, but he's like a 70-year-old man with a big, you know, big Lou Costello ass shuffling off to take a chili meat dump. Like, that's the person who should say pinch a loaf. I'm using it to describe a woman's delightful derriere, hence the hilarious contrast. Must I explain all comedy to you? Anyhow, it was you saw her crapaire, as they say in French, and it was delightful.
Okay.
And then I remember, I think that was the first time I saw Anna Kendricks.
Oh, yeah. I love her.
She was adorable. Like, I just had this visceral reaction. Like, she's kind of plain, but I want to kiss her.
I love her.
And treat her well.
Have you seen Pitch Perfect?
I have.
Her voice is beautiful.
They dubbed in a black girl.
You
dumbbell.
Are you kidding me? She's a singer. She's been on Broadway.
Nah, the real voice was like Keani Johnson.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I wasn't getting you with that.
No.
Oh,
you were so mistaken.
Your knowledge disturbs me when I can't dupe you. When it stands in the way of me making you look like an ass. Curse your wisdom.
Yeah, my wisdom about movies and Broadway.
Eve Cartier. Yeah, so I saw her and I was like, God, you can't say she's hot. She's just really
she's
super
cute. Yeah.
And then
I love her.
She came up with my girlfriend recently, actually, in that I said something about leaving her for Anna Kendrick. And she's like, that's right. Leave me for the plainest girl in Hollywood.
Ooh.
Yeah. Alert the press is AK. My girl's coming for you.
What a batch.
A batch. B-E-T-C-H.
Yeah.
That is how you say it. Before batch. We get any further, I do want to beg you guys for money. It's been a long time coming.
Help me, I'm poor.
I somehow am not, but because I live in a very substandard manner.
Yeah.
For a man that's 34, I live in many ways you shouldn't. So I'm not poor.
You save money. You're good at it.
Despite not having a real adult thing going on.
What are you talking about? You have a real job at a company you own.
Like, a real job is like a guy in a lab coat.
Why?
Who makes bombs that kill brown people.
You're right.
And he's like, oh, let's see if we can get up to 10,000 killed per bomb today. And then he goes home and
laughs maniacally.
Yeah, just plays with a little mustache. Looks at weird, weird naked things on the internet and counts his money.
Yeah, he's
that's adulthood to me.
He's like a dendrophiliac.
Is that a tree thing?
Yes.
Oh, look at me.
Look at you in your Latin.
Yeah, that's the first time it's ever helped me.
You are a Dorcas Malorcas.
I do a comic called The Spookies with my childhood buddy. His real name's Jerry. I don't care to put his dumb little fake name that he uses. Hobbs. Hibiscus Holic is his little kind of saucy hidden name, his pen name, if you will.
It's kind of cute.
Is it?
Say it again.
Hibiscus Holic. I don't know what either word means.
Hibiscus sounds like a flower. I don't know. But go on, the Spookies.
It sounds like the family name of people that owned a lot of slaves. Hibiscus Plantation.
Welcome to Hibiscus Plantation.
That was a hanging tree.
We got the finest tobacco this side of the
exactly.
Mississippi.
Did you whistle at that woman? No, sir.
No, sir.
Yeah. So if you just Google the Spookies Kickstarter, you will see our Kickstarter fund is up. We have 38 days to go. We've already hit our goal.
Woo!
So I don't know why I'm asking for money, but if you put more money into it, we can give more prizes, I guess.
That's awesome.
The prize structure is good. Like, if you pay $10, it isn't like be a level 5 Nut Squirrel member or something, you know, right. like in some dumb online game. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, we'll send you a comic and buttons. And if you give us more money, you get more buttons and the comic becomes bigger. So it's kind of it's good like that. So just Google The Spookies Kickstarter. And if you've ever wanted to give money to this show, and really, why haven't you?
Really?
I mean, it's like UNICEF that makes you laugh. That's what I think of us as. She's laughing.
I just laughed.
There you go. Someone laughed. I'll take it.
UNICEF that makes us laugh.
Yeah, so give us money. We didn't have to rob our friends for once. I know last year we did this and we made about $450 and
cool.
$200 were from friends that made like $100 donations.
Aww.
And I'm like, this doesn't feel like I achieved anything. I feel like I panhandled my buddies.
Yeah.
And this year, it's like all strangers.
That's awesome.
All stranger dangers giving us their money.
Cool.
So to those of you listening, none of you are my real friends, despite what I've told you via Twitter. And give me your money.
Well, congrats
on getting... Was that persuasive?
It was. Congrats on getting your goal.
Thank you. Do you know the amount of joy I felt when I achieved that goal?
How much was it? Do you mind me asking?
We asked for $375, and mm-hmm. we currently have a stretch goal of $475 to get an artist by the name of Rafer Roberts to draw the cover.
Mr. Rafer.
Yeah. Please help me hit $575 so I can pay him $100 to legally change his name because I don't want to say Rafer anymore. It's not a real word. Not a proper name.
I thought Jer-Bear did all the art.
Yeah, he does. For some reason, he wanted to get an extra artist to do a different cover in case the kids wanted that.
Okay.
But yeah, please, the fullbacks named LaQuante laugh at Rafer. Because black people are athletic. I said it. No one else will say it.
You were all thinking it.
They can't do enough stories about how the NBA is becoming quote-unquote multi-ethnic because there's one Slovenian riding a bench for the Spurs or whatever the hell.
Is that super, super tall Asian guy still playing?
Yao? No.
Yeah, no.
He'd brittle little bird feet. Probably a history of binding them.
Stop it.
And his feet just kept shattering under his massive weight. I don't even know if he was that heavy, but he's like 8 feet tall, and it was just straight down.
Oh, my God. He was so tall.
And his feet just kept shattering, and he's like, I'm done with this.
What does he do now?
He just rolls around in a wheelchair.
No.
I'm sick of my feet healing up on me.
What does he do now?
He's probably like back in China. I think he has like a little Chinese gymnast wife who's like 5'1" and uses him like a jungle gym.
That's gross.
That's great.
Ugh.
I mean... I don't know. If you're an Asian guy, does it count as like an Asian fetish? If like you can't get enough Chinese broads?
I think they just call it a fetish.
They just call it fever.
Yeah. I got the fever.
Yeah.
I got a fever. That's too much of a height difference, though. How do you even like get up
but
there?
But isn't that how it always works?
It's weird to me.
Like,
I don't
really
like
tall
it.
Guys, I think, always wreck short chicks.
Why?
Because you need your DNA to even out.
I guess.
Like, guys at 7 foot plus are dead at 34.
That is true.
Because their heart...
I don't know why I'm laughing at that. I'm like, that is true.
their heart spends its entire life putting blood 4 stories in the air to take care of this idiot cerebellum. It just can't handle it.
Yeah.
I'm like the chubby, hairy porridge that Goldilocks chose height-wise.
You'll probably live till 100.
I mean, I'll die because of my diet or the obesity, but it won't be my heart giving out due to height.
You're not obese.
I am.
You're not obese.
As you said that, you stared at my tummy and tits.
No, I didn't.
You just peered down.
Did I?
And you went, you're not obese, and then a smile crept across your face.
You called me chubby like
six times.
Oh,
look who's grinding an axe.
Last podcast.
Look who actually listens to the show and pays attention to what she's called. Well,
I listen to myself.
Well, last show you called me smart and funny. We both had horrible things hurled our way.
Yeah.
Horrible lies.
Just
thrown
lies.
At us. Yeah. You're not fat. I'm not funny. Let's call it a day. Yeah.
So, Spookies. Congrats.
Spookies. We'll take your money.
I need to check it out. I haven't yet.
The Spookies is good. The first kind of few months of it was a confused mess, but that was like almost 2 years ago at this
Didn't
point.
Didn't you do Comic-Con?
Yeah, we did.
That's awesome.
Comic-Con, they should pay you an extra $50 to let you molest women there, like Japanese guys on a subway filled with schoolgirls.
What do you mean?
There are so many chicks who are dressed like whores.
Yeah.
It's like, look at my Silk Spectre costume. And it's just this chick who, like, otherwise is like a conservative little nerd girl showing off her corpse white gams in garters and her big, mildly chubby jugs in this bustier. And it's like, how's that okay? Like, if I put...
You didn't enjoy it?
If I throw a gazelle in front of a lion, and then, like, it's on a hot plate, and I open the lion's
like
cage...
Like a prison hot plate?
Yeah, and it just hops on the gazelle, and I'm like, what are you doing? And I shoot the lion dead. It wasn't the lion's fault.
No.
If I'm a guy that grows up... Not that I was a huge nerd, but at least somewhat. Like, even a jock or whatever... I think the lines on all that are blurring, by the way. Like, sports nerddom is becoming comic nerddom.
Right.
You're just, everyone realizes any kind of male geekiness is geekness. Like, pretty soon there'll be, like, hunter's rifles that look like Star Wars weapons. Because
that'd be cool.
They'll be, I'm into deer and the Empire. It's just coming. It's just 5 years away.
That was a good line.
Thank you.
That was good.
Thank you.
I'm into deer and the Empire.
They got a bad rap. Damn rebels. Actually, I guess they would be all about the rebels.
Yeah.
God, they'll never let that one die.
What was the...
That war of northern aggression.
What was the animal called that they had to cut open to live inside on the really snowy planet?
It was, I think, a bantha. It could be a wampa.
Okay.
I mean, it's all gibberish.
I'm hunting wampa.
Yeah. I think it was the bantha. And then the wampa was the thing that ate the bantha?
I don't know.
Yeah. Again, I sound like I'm naming fullbacks.
You do.
Yeah.
The wampa.
But it was just chicks that were really showing off some skin, and a lot were, like, seriously attractive, and a lot were, like, nerd cute and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I, like, had a visible erection for a lot of Baltimore Comic Con. Like, I just had to sit to sell comics, the three that I sold. What do you want? Why are you making this face?
You had a visible erection at Comic-Con?
Yeah, it was like being in seventh grade algebra again, where like 30 seconds before the bell rings, you've got it just snaking down your leg like so quickly, like a slide whistle should have played. It's like, oh, great. More textbook in front of my penis.
Oh, that must be so embarrassing.
I'm amazed that mine still points up. The amount of time I spent in my formative years with a textbook on it, pressing it down.
Did it happen at GBW?
No, I don't think in elementary school. It
Mr.
was like,
Jeffries, something's going on.
I mean, he was handsome. Don't get me wrong. I do love Mr. Jeffries.
He was just like the nicest, like...
Most well-spoken.
Oh, my God. Dress.
So well-behaved.
Dress.
What are we tiptoeing around with those adjectives? I don't know. No, Mr. Jeffries was the best.
Yeah, he was cool.
I mean, he caught my friend with, like, hardcore pornography one time and didn't freak out about it.
What?
Yeah, you don't remember this story? My buddy Jimmy came in with, like, a folder that had a Hustler magazine inside it.
Oh, that's pretty... That is hardcore for elementary school.
Yeah, fishhooks and labia. It's hard.
Was my brother looking at it?
It's hardcore for a snuff film, Hustler is. I don't know. Al might have looked at it, but it just made the round.
That was his laugh.
Well, you're so
it.
Little, you don't even know how to react to this. Like, you just look at it, you're like, I should feel something. It's like a very dumb person hearing a symphony. You're like, this should elicit something in me, but it doesn't. Because those neurons, that pathway just isn't connected yet.
I feel like I did know this, and Mr. Jeffries found it.
It was we're passing it around like a doobie at a Dead concert.
In the cafeteria?
Yeah, just this folder. Everyone's taking a folder, putting it under the table, opening it, and looking
and
like
giggling.
They've peered upon the Ark. And then putting it back on the table and passing it to the next guy. And of course, Mr. Jeffries, who has his eyesight, walked over and just kind of got in line and was like, what do we have here, fellows? And cracked open maybe to the beaver of the month, maybe to one of those delightful cartoons with a grandma with sagging bosoms.
Ew.
I know that was a Playboy hallmark. But
yeah, that
sure,
was always Playboy.
Sure, Hustler stole that mojo. And he was like, hey, Jimmy, let's have a talk.
I knew a girl that was in Hustler.
Really?
Yeah.
Like actually posed?
Yes.
Or, okay.
She was on the cover and she did like a spread.
Do you still know her?
Yes. I'm not going to say her name.
Can I be Facebook friends with her?
If you want to be.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say her name on...
Do I want to visit Santa's workshop? He's real? And yes.
Yes. Do you want to go to Wonka?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to float down the chocolate river?
What is she doing now? Like, I feel like that's
something you do.
I shouldn't have brought this
We're
up. Not mentioning her name.
Okay.
Like, I feel that's something you do, and it isn't like, yeah, I was the beaver of the month in 2008, and now I'm teaching special ed children.
So here, she's an actor.
Wow.
Here's what happened to her.
Does she act like someone who didn't pee in a champagne glass on film?
It wasn't dirty, her spread. This is what the rumor is that happened. Hers was very tasteful and beautiful. It was all like outside.
So by hustler standards, there were only 3 golf balls in her vagina.
Yes.
Okay.
So apparently she did, before she came over, she's European. So before she came over to...
Now I can't shame her.
Why?
She's European.
So?
They do this all the time. They go to the beach at age 12 and it's like a hustler spread.
I mean, yeah,
Their bosoms are out of flopping.
But she did this naked spread in Europe, and then she came over to go to school in New York.
Yeah.
And I guess somehow the photographer, like, sold the rights or the photos. I don't know how any of that works.
There's no somehow.
That's exactly what happened. And she just...
It's like when Charlize Theron was famous and suddenly was in Playboy.
Right.
And you're like, God, if she really... like put any effort into that photo, they would have made it look like she had bigger than a 34A.
Jeez.
Oh, those photos were depressing.
But I guess one day one of the boys in school saw a hustler and she was on the cover, but it was just her face, and then brought it into school and we were all like looking at it, and she was like crying and ran to Port Authority and like grabbed a bunch of magazines and threw them on the ground, and apparently it was really dramatic. I don't know.
That sounds like the end of Act 2 to a movie about a girl who comes to this country with a dream and it dies. What happened in Act 3? How did she redeem herself? By the way, I've lost all interest now that you told me she's European.
Why?
Because it's just not dirty enough now.
Okay.
Like that's just what they do in those countries.
All right.
It's not like a girl coming out of Pensacola with a dream in her eye and $15 in her pocket. What does she look like?
She's gorgeous.
All right. Yeah.
Just
okay, fine. I'll Facebook friend her. You twisted my arm.
Absolutely. Like, drop dead. The prettiest person I've ever seen
in
person.
All right. Fine. I'll take her name
off
the air.
No, I'm saying all this, and I know
you. And I'll Google
you.
Her photos.
The thing about this is I know you.
Yeah.
And anytime I say I have like an attractive friend or an attractive someone and I talk about them and then I show you their picture, you're like, they're hot.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if it's Fatso's defense mechanism. Jesus, I wonder.
You do that every single time.
It's like, hey, do you want to gig with the Groundlings? It could only launch you into some sort of actual fame. Ugh, it's not Second City. Yeah, what are you? Yeah, you figured me out.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed.
Put on your mustache wax, Einstein. You've puzzled out this failure.
I'm schmott.
Go Afro pick your hair, Albert.
I figured you out.
Yeah, God. Not much to puzzle out. You got it. Good for you. No, I'll take a look. It's like you have all these friends that are like naked, and you showed me some broad that was naked on Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
Well, you said season 2. You're like, she doesn't even have a speaking line. Her jugs are so good, they just used her as a jug extra in one of the shower scenes.
She was.
God.
She was a jug extra.
A J-E.
Yeah, she was a J-E. I wonder how much she got paid for that.
Yeah, how much do you have to be paid to sell out your kids?
Oh.
How much do you have to be paid so that 14 years from now, your children will come home weeping?
Oh, stop.
You don't understand, little boys. She better pray she has daughters.
Privilege, boys.
If she... If she has sons, they will each face a day when some nerd at the school.
Guess what?
Yeah, when.
Some nerd at the school brings it in and Mr. Jeffries finds it.
Yeah. Mr. Jeffries is now just a Futurama head in a jar on the metallic Mr. Burns in the future.
Yeah,
body.
I know I say this every millennium.
I'll never let you go, Bobo.
Arf, arf.
Yes. That's what Mr. J will be.
I wonder what he's up to.
I mean, I hope he's up.
I do too.
I think I think he's counting the fibers on the top of a pine box, but I hope not.
Oh, man.
I mean, there was a little salt in Mr. J's pepper when I was a kid. So.
Yeah, me too. And I'm much younger than you, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
Much younger, equally attractive, but much younger.
What if I just looked exactly like you? Like people picture me with like a little afro wig and like a beard.
No beard.
No beard.
You just like, look like Pat.
Yeah, I look like Pat.
Because that's all I am, Pat with a beard. And that would be amazing. The answer to that is we would need coffee mugs and t-shirts hot off the presses yesterday.
We'll make a million with this beast. With the sweat hog you let sit across from you.
Don't even start on sweating. I had to spend my first night back in 3 weeks at Mother's house at Casa de Maria and her zero circulation body. I need to just buy an 8-foot heat rock.
It was really hot in your house the other day.
Oh, I am not making any of this up.
No, anything it was really, really hot there.
Anything you've ever heard me say at most dips its toe into the pool of exaggeration. Yeah. I'm not a creative man.
It was so hot the
it's
other
just
day
my
in
life.
Your house.
No, you go down and it's like you're at an old Jew in Boca's place. It's like you've gone down to Hyman Roth's place and his wife is asking if you want a tuna sandwich.
I'll make you a warm tuna sandwich.
The cheese is melted and I didn't need the oven.
And then let me see. Owner.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there shirtless. Come in, Michael.
I'm crying.
With my little puff. Yes. My little puff of gray chest hair. Like Mr. Jeffrey's head.
I'm crying right now.
You really are. You really have fat bitch tears coming out. And I'm not calling you fat bitch. I'm just saying the tears themselves are fat.
Hyman, I'll make you a tuna. Just we got that good New
in,
York.
Michael.
We got that good New York rye.
Come in, Michael.
Come in, Michael. Oh, it was really hot there the other day.
Steaming as hell.
I know.
And that guy, I was so beat yesterday, I really didn't pay attention to it, so I passed out at midnight. Woke up at 6 a.m. drenched in sweat. Oh. Like I was in a tinkle porn. I wiped my neck and I was like, am I bleeding? And then I remembered, oh wait, I'm in the hot hellhole known as Maria's chambers. And then I opened the door to take my 6 a.m. swelling prostate piss. And the cats, I will never forgive someone that makes the blanket statement that cats don't love people. My cats are so obsessed with us that they just chill by our doors at night in case any of us have to get up to take a piss. And they'll just sprint in like party time.
Yes.
We can play with them. And I was like, oh, God damn it. So I come back from my piss. They're both bouncing around the room like toddlers.
Oh, they missed you.
They did. But they're still little assholes. I still can't sleep.
They didn't let you sleep. They wanted to play.
Well, the girl eventually leaves. The one that's smart enough. She was the one that made the beeline in the room. Her running was enough to scare the dumb boy who ran in the other direction. Then was like, oh, wait, the room. And then doubled back and ran into my room.
The boy's the orange one, right?
The orange one, yeah. I'll give you a tip. Tabby cats, like 90% of the time, the boys are orange and the girls are gray. Like,
oh, I didn't know that.
They always go down those paths. So if you see a gray cat, it's almost always a chick. And or a gay male cat.
Meow.
I like that.
Yeah. It's the second time I've done that today on the podcast. I'm just going to milk it for as long as it makes
you
laugh.
Phrase.
My shock jock phrase.
Yeah, but she bounced out of the room eventually, and he just went under the blanket and little spooned me.
Aww.
And I was like, this is almost worth it. And then 20 minutes later, he got up and was walking across my keyboard. And I was like, no, this wasn't worth it. Get the hell out. And I locked
he
the door.
He little spooned you?
He did. Like, he curled up in a ball next to my head. And then I pulled up the blanket to, like, arrange myself, and he saw the blanket go up, and he just darts under it and then turns around and looks at me. And I'm like, what do you want, boy? And I put the blanket around his neck because I'm like, this is so cute. And then he just lies down with his little head peeking out of the blanket next to me.
He's like, hello, father.
Yes, pretty much. That's as close as I'm going to come to parenthood.
I've missed you, father.
These two.
You smell of dog. Of Kaylee.
I like that he's Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
Miggs, what did he say to you?
What did he say to you?
He said, I can smell it. I cannot.
Say that.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
You can't say that on the air.
I cannot say that and come in next week.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to UVH, not a charm school.
What was that? I'm not.
It's a line from Silence of the Lambs.
Oh. Sean Connery was in Silence of the Lambs?
No, that's my Jodie Foster impression. I went to UVA shirts, not a charm school.
The Chicago way.
Yeah, the Chicago way.
All right. Well, as you can tell from the content of the show thus far, we both do a lot of TV watching.
Yes.
It's what takes the pain away. It's how we suburb folk. That's what you are now.
No.
Nope. You are so far removed from NYC. From NYC, the girls that have their bosoms on Orange is the New Black and Hustler, that isn't your world anymore. Now you've just got a girl who had her nudes like circulated online by an angry ex-boyfriend. That's as close as you're getting to famous boobs.
It's the meanest thing you've ever said to me.
I will take you to the Regal Cinemas and a Best Buy afterward.
No!
And maybe we'll eat at Chipotle.
No!
As we drive everywhere because there's no mass transit.
Stop being mean. We have the metro.
Don't worry, Eva. You want to keep acting? I'll find you a nice dinner theater.
There's plenty of community theater.
We watch the tube a ton.
Yes,
and
we do.
For me, I've gotten to the point, maybe it's the HBO app makes things so easy. That is a big part of it. Yeah, HBO Go.
Mm-hmm.
But I even gave up on like the tail end of Better Call Saul. I haven't started watching the last chunk of Mad Men.
Because it's actually on TV and you have
it's
to...
It's even on a DVR.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have to sit in front of a TV? Am I going to have to adjust the rabbit ears next?
And I have to press fast forward
ahead of exactly.
That's a good 15 seconds that I'm sitting
exactly.
with no
like I'm
entertainment.
Sitting there and I'm like, George Washington fought a war about this, didn't he? Are you all right?
What did I just do?
You collapsed the chair.
Oh, my God.
But I can't make fun of your weight. I can't make fun of your weight, and yet it looks like you've lost 6 inches off your spine.
I feel great.
Just adjust yourself.
Okay.
We'll pause the show long enough for you to find the little side release.
Well, why don't you talk?
Well, no. Now I'm trying to see if you can find it, first of all. And second of all, I want to see if you broke the hydraulics. Okay.
Fine.
All right. You're back up to your old height.
I hit the push button accidentally.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
The creak. I'm actually supporting it with my feet right now.
Your chair just went, no,
I can't hold you.
And fell, yeah. Like the weak guy carrying around the pharaoh on the litter.
All right.
And he tumbled. And he was replaced and killed.
Okay.
So we watch a lot of Habbo. At least I do. I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait until Game of Thrones is on next week because I don't want to sit through commercials. Like you said, I don't even want to fast forward through them. I just want to watch something on my computer, fling it over to my phone when I have to piss, which one day will end in tears as it flops off of my gut and onto my belly, onto the urine stream, and then into the toilet. But it hasn't stopped me yet as I sit there, just one hand on the hose and one hand on my phone. What, you don't do that?
What, like...
Stand and urinate.
No,
you don't.
I don't.
You don't take HBO Go into the bathroom with you?
No, I don't.
I mean, I don't, like, sit there, but...
We have HBO at my house, so I don't need HBO Go.
I have HBO, too, but that's the only way I watch it.
Oh.
Like, I don't sit and watch it live. I do HBO Go.
But we have On Demand, too, so I just watch...
Don't watch it via On Demand.
Why?
That's like the cable company's poor white trash version.
Who cares?
Of HBO Go. The interface sucks. You have to use the remote.
Oh my God, you're so lazy.
Oh, yeah. The remote is like the N-word to me. I don't dabble in that junk.
No, I don't take my iPad or my phone into the bathroom with me and watch things.
Oh.
I don't do that.
What? Didn't realize I was sitting across from royalty. Well, then.
I just don't do it.
I don't read. Like, I find that disgusting.
What? While you're taking a D?
Yeah. Well, I'm D-ing a D. dropping a deuce.
While you're D-ing a D?
Yeah.
Why don't you read?
I find that gross, just sitting there with your cheeks open. Making sure your cheeks are fanned out. Pulling them open like a pair of theater curtains you sit. And then...
What does that have? Don't you have to do that while you're watching your phone?
Getting through chapter 87 of The Stand. No, I don't dabble in that. I just I take my phone and I'll throw it in on the clothes hamper that's in front of me.
The one that you threw up.
Filled with my vomit.
As you had diarrhea.
Yeah, as I diarrheaed the toilet seat and my pants, which formed a basket between my chubby little
betwixt
hairless legs, exactly. My hairless prepubescent S-smeared legs. Looks like I ran a Tough Mudder race in my bathroom.
Oh, God.
We like HBO Go. Are you all right there?
You're making me laugh. I'm sorry.
All right there. Back.
I'm fine. Keep going. Right. HBO Go is awesome.
You got a spot in your lungs there? Did it get you looked at? You got the consumption? Should I be worried? I like HBO's programming.
I do too.
And lately they have been to kind of fill the gap between, oh God, what was the last show? Oh, it was like Girls and Looking. I tried to watch Looking once and that episode opened with a guy blowing another man in a field. I'm like, that is really gay.
Can't do it.
Exactly.
Can't do it.
It's like, you know what? I like to pretend there's questions in that department. I think we just answered them.
Yeah. I tried to watch a little bit of it. I just found it a little boring.
I mean, unless you're into men blowing men, I don't see the appeal. It's same with girls.
Boy, am I. I like girls, but I'm not caught up.
But you are the target audience. You're like my chick who was obsessed with it, and I will watch it in her presence, but I won't touch it outside of that. And I'm like now frustrated because we have like 3 episodes left, and she's just like, when I'm done with school this semester. I'm like, God, that's like mid-May. How, if you're into a show, how do you not just like watch it that night?
You can't, and you can't watch it without her?
No, and I'm not just, I guess part of that's a macho thing, but I tried one time, like we were flipping through at the house and it was on and I was like, how do I sit through this?
Yeah.
But I love to disown anything we watch together. Like she's obsessed with Dance Moms and we'll toss on a Dance Moms when she's together. And, like, multiple people have been like, you're into this show? And I'm like, she is! She is! Like, I cannot disown it fast enough.
But you love it, probably.
Again, I don't watch it alone. The one running gag I'll make is there's, like, a girl, a brunette named Brooke, who I think is now 17 in real life, so I'm not too bad. But I'll always just make jokes about having one for Brooke.
God.
That's the running gag. Just like, look, the thighs are getting a little thick on Brooke, aren't they? Not good for dancing, but great for loving.
Great for clenching.
Yeah, I think she's actually off the show. Breaks my heart. No. They need to have like a Brooks 18 reunion special.
Oh, God, you're such a perv.
I said 18.
Oh, right.
That makes it all okay. This is my version of watching the Olsen twins, I guess. Don't you love that appeal? It's like, we saw you when you were 8, so we want to do you. I've never gotten the Olsen twins phenomena. Those twin angels of death. Or no, it's just one of the two that like anyone she spreads for dies, right?
Yeah. Like Keith Ledger died. Yeah. Someone else did too.
MLK. You like that? I like that. I thought that was a good one.
That was good. I'll give you a nice nod on that. Mm-hmm. There you go. Nod.
The old one gets naked, man.
Who?
Jugs Olsen. I don't know her real name. There's like,
Elizabeth.
Not the one
Olsen.
That's like older by 3 minutes.
Elizabeth. Like, yeah, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth
Olsen.
Just pulled him out in Old Boy. I'm like, that was unexpected.
Old Boy with what's his name? Brolin.
James Brolin.
Yeah.
Thank you for remembering.
Josh Brolin.
Yeah. James is the one that does.
Is his dad?
Oh God, is his dad that does Babs?
Yeah, they've been married for like 20 years.
Oh, man. He paid a price for that kid.
What do you mean?
I mean, that's why you suddenly know of Josh.
He was in Goonies. I mean, he's been acting forever.
Yeah, but when did his career take off?
I mean,
when his old man started eating that gefilte fish.
Oh, that's God.
That's when. People who eat people.
Are the luckiest people.
Oh, yeah. There are some old movies where they tried to tout her as a sex object.
I love her.
You know what was more believable than that? The stop motion King Kong. I'd believe that was a real monkey before I believed someone wanted to bang old Babsy.
She's super talented. Sometimes you just want to be near a talented person.
Do I have a thing for ghosts? I want to have sex with a voice?
Come on, man. Don't you ever, like, just
sit in front of the mirror?
No,
it's
just
like, you funny Dickens, you're right.
Don't you ever just, like, get it for someone that's, like, super duper talented? Ever?
I mean,
I do. I have such a, like, talent boner.
I mean, I guess we all watched Precious. So. Yes, but that was as much physical as it was talent. Both Monique and Gabby.
Gabby Sabitigay or something.
That is a herd of loving right there.
Oh, God. Poor thing.
Oh, that is four tons of fun.
What am I saying, poor thing? She's like an Oscar nominee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding? Just reinforce the legs on my twin bed and invite them up to my room. Ew. You think I couldn't handle that?
I think you could.
I could handle that.
I think you could.
Me too.
Now you're thinking about it.
I am.
You have a really creepy look on your face, too.
I'd need to put on, like, welder's goggles.
Biting the bottom lip.
I'm trying to think of the gear one would actually have to employ.
What, to dive in there?
To make love to those two simultaneously.
Yeah, I know what it's called, and it's called vodka.
I was thinking more like a wench system. Like,
oh my God.
For someone that plays, like, a ghost in the theater or Peter Pan. Because you can't be in the bed with them. The chance of being just crushed.
Can you stop,
is too great.
Please?
What, you can't think of me wearing a rope vest and
no,
nothing else?
I don't want
being
to.
Lowered on to two beautiful women of ebon shade?
No, I don't want to think of you wearing a little vest and nothing else.
Just like a mosquito drinking for blood. I'm done. Pull me up. On to the next one. That's how it would have to be.
That's really how it would have to be. That's how that would go down.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd be dead. Otherwise, it would look like the squirrel got was, you know, caught by the Lincoln. There would not be much of me.
So what? So Game of Thrones is starting next week?
Game of Thrones starts next week.
That's like the biggest. I don't watch it, but that's like the biggest.
It's amazing how goddamn geeky that show is. It is amazing how popular it is.
It's so popular.
I don't like after I said amazing, you went so. Really, we sounded like just two damn dunces right there.
Oh!
We just sounded like two half dice clays.
Yeah. Hickory dickory dock.
Oh!
Oh!
Do yourself a favor. Just watch on YouTube Gilbert Gottfried Andrew Dice Clay impression. That's all you need.
I think.
It's just him going, oh, and like fanning a cigarette back and forth in the air.
Oh.
God. Gilbert just reduces any impression to the absurd. And that's why I love it. Like it's just next level impression. Like he focuses on two things and just does them 50-50. You know,
yeah,
that's it.
He's so terrible.
He is a genius. He is maybe one of the only stand-ups that truly makes me laugh.
No, I don't get it. What did Greg Giraldo say?
That,
he's like, Gilbert Gottfried, you always look like you smell like pee. He goes, you have the sex appeal of a school bus fire. I loved Greg Giraldo.
He was good at a roast.
Oh, I loved him.
I think the secret is to not be good at a roast because he was and died and Patrice O'Neill was and died.
Oh, Patrice O'Neill. Patrice O'Neill was just different level genius.
I'm amazed you got that from his stand-up. I only liked him from Opie and Anthony.
Oh God,
his appearances on that show, genius. Let's get back to HBO.
Yes, yeah, sorry.
We are just non-sequitur. Only I may derail the show.
Sorry, I love Patrice O'Neill.
My show, only I may dance.
Shut up.
Did you get the reference?
No.
Oh, did I out-Simpsons you? Did
what?
I out-Simpsons you?
I mean,
sit perfectly still, only I may dance.
Oh, Conan.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
I didn't do it.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't
sit perfectly still. You said it in a better, you did a better impression the second time. That's why I got it.
The first time I flubbed my way through it. I flubbered, shubbered my way through it. So we watch a lot of HBO. And yeah. There's a 6-part documentary called The Jinx about billionaire Robert Harris. Yeah, just born into New York wealth. What?
Nothing.
Okay. And by the way, for Othello listening at home to this episode, you didn't make it this far. But if you did, I don't want you to think I'm stabbing you in the back, because we did this as our show prep, watching all the documentaries. And we then just did a show that had nothing to do with it. And
Othello,
it's still fresh on my brain, I wanted to do it with someone. As I get out a burp.
Someone with talent.
Oh, please, Eve. You catty bitch.
I like Othello.
He's a good... You know what? I need to just suck it up and put you both in studio at once.
Is he attractive?
He's much better looking than me. And I know that still sets the bar really low. So
shut
yes,
up.
He's attractive.
Okay.
He's quite attractive.
I like that. I like that.
Yes.
I like attractive men.
No, he's a dreamboat.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, if he's too good looking, I don't like
Not
that.
Too good looking. Vaguely ethnic. He's Moroccan.
Ooh.
So he can pass. He's like me. Like, he passes as white, but he's kind of not. Like, to the untrained hick eye, it's like, well,
like me. Is
you ain't rare no head towel, or you don't have the little rice cooker hat.
What's your middle name?
Yeah. Well, then the jig is up for both of us.
Yeah.
But until then, where it's like, what's your first name?
I just love the name Othello. You know me, I'm a huge Shakespeare nerd, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, he did murder a woman named Desdemona, so.
Desdemona.
She's called Desdemone, I thought, at some parts. Like,
Maybe when he's doing the iambic pentameter and trying to keep everything.
Okay, all right. I thought I had a little bit of theater nerd points remembering the dumb bitch's name, and you pull out iambic pentameter. You win. Iago is the guy that got him to kill everyone. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert. And to bring it full circle, Gilbert Gottfried played a parrot named Iago in Aladdin.
He did.
I can still hang with you.
All right, Durst. Othello, we're not stabbing you in the back.
Yeah, we're not. Did that sound believable?
Yes.
Okay. Let me clean my knife and continue. Yeah, it's a great 6-part series about this guy that, in essence, unless you're stupid, like the jurors on one of his murder trials, clearly murdered 3 people.
Right.
And got away with it because he kills a guy in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a spoiler, because this part wasn't revealed. Or I'm sorry. Oh, God. I just realized that the music at the beginning of the show didn't play. It's okay. I'll dub it back in later.
Okay.
Yes. So, this guy killed a man in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up killed him, dismembered him, put the body parts into various trash bags or suitcases. I'm trying to remember which. It might have been bags inside suitcases. That's how you know you're really trying to hide a murder.
Mm-hmm.
And he dumps them, like, in a river. They float back within a day onto the shore. He's brought up on charges. And do you know how his lawyers duped this? They have one of the jurors who could not be a dumber hayseed. They say that the guy that Robert Durst murdered, they were friends. By the way, Robert Durst was first hiding in this house dressed as a woman, pretending he's a woman. Now, I thought they'd kill you in Texas for that.
Yeah, right.
These lawyers put such a shine on these dumb hicks that they're laughing about the fact he was in, like, they thought it was Mrs. Doubtfire. Like, they just thought it was silly, instead of being like, why ain't we killed that queer yet? Not in my state. Not under my star. Yeah.
This is the Lone Star State.
Somehow, they convince this jury that Robert Durst started renting the house above, I guess his buddy in quotes, Morris Black, I think his name was. Morris Black was in the basement. Robert Durst rented the house above, dressed as a woman.
Oh, my God.
They start hanging out. Eventually, Robert Durst is like, you know what? I'm just kind of on the lam. I'm not really a woman. The world's ugliest woman. And they have a laugh about it, because that's how that goes down.
Right.
According to the two lawyers. And eventually, at some point, Morris Black, for the hell of it, wants to kill Robert Durst, and they get into a fight over the gun. And Robert Durst accidentally pulls the trigger while they're wrestling over this gun and shoots Morris Black. Again, this is the story told to these people. Robert Durst then panics. And, I mean, if you shot someone, this is me to you, Eve.
Okay, if I shot someone.
Eye to eye. Mm-hmm. I tapped my eyeball. Now I'm pointing at your eyeballs.
Okay.
If you shot someone and you were not at fault, how would you react?
I don't know.
I'll tell you how I'll react.
Okay.
I'm, for all of my, it seems like he's nonconformist and I lead this weird life, my gut reaction would be after I murdered a man as we fought over a gun, I would probably call the cops to seek to return normalcy to my life as quickly as possible.
Right.
Like, once you've shot someone and their corpse is in your house, you've taken the weird page in the Choose Your Own Adventure. I would be like, I'm going to try to do very, very conservative things and maybe get an okay ending out of this.
Yeah.
As soon as we got to the, you murder a man in your house, fork in the story.
By accident.
By accident. It's not premeditated murder, according to these lawyers. They just fought over a gun. Robert Durst shoots this guy. Anyone, I think, anyone who's not guilty, their first reaction is, the system will work for me. I will be vindicated, because I think if you haven't been bounced in and out of the system since age 15, that's your just white suburbanite impression.
Right.
You're like, I didn't kill this guy, so I'm in the clear. Let's just call the corpse wagon and maybe they'll de-blood my floor for free.
Well, so what did he do?
Well, he chopped up this guy and put all of his body parts into luggage and threw him in the river. And
this was a second time. This was the second
person. This is the guy, Morris Black. This is the guy that got dismembered.
This is the first murder.
Second murder. The first murder was Robert Durst's wife just went missing.
Okay.
And like the account he gave of the night she went missing just changed every time he gave it. He's like, I had wine with my friends who lived next door to us. They're like, we never drank with him. And then he's like, sure, I made that up. I mean, if I just went right home, that doesn't sound very believable. And the guy just is so unsettling, by the way. Like, you just look at him and
he's creepy looking.
I wish I could just put you in prison for something.
Yeah, his eyes look like glass.
Sure. Yeah, he says it in such a weird way. And he's just unsettling to be around. He blinks all the time. Yeah, like he has like some sort of Tourette's thing going. It's horrible, man.
Ugh.
He's so unlikable. Like, he's the definition of Yankee. I'm fairly sure he's Jewish because he's got money and he's from New York. And that math just adds up to me.
Right.
Durst. I didn't know it was a Jewish name, but apparently Fred Durst is Jewish. No. I'm kidding.
Really?
No.
Oh.
One can conclude. that is what we call bad logic.
Yeah.
This man's Jewish and has this last name. Fred Durst is rocking the yarmulke.
He might be.
You never know.
You never know.
I mean, that'd explain how he got famous for some amount of time.
What band was he in?
Limp Bizkit.
That's right.
There you go.
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. So the wife goes missing. Everyone's like, this dude killed her.
Mm-hmm.
But they never really found a body. And he's worth $1 billion. And even though he's the black sheep of the family, they're still going to step in, probably because they're like, well,
they want to protect the name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'd rather be associated with a weirdo than a convicted murderer.
Right.
So the lawyers swoop down, kind of cover his ass, and he's allowed to live this crazy life. And he goes to Texas and lives as a woman. And he then shoots this guy, and the lawyers get him off. Not a spoiler alert. I mean, you can just look this crap up. The lawyers get him off because they're like, look, we're not disputing that he dismembered this corpse. He threw the chunks away. He hid the guy's head so that people couldn't recognize it. But did he commit murder? And we can't prove that, can we? They pretty much set it up so that, and maybe this is just the structure. Like, if you have a decent lawyer, this really is the letter of the law in this country. But it's like, unless there was a camera filming the murder, we can't really convict for murder, can we? We can always just say they fought over a knife. Well, it was exactly like Trayvon Martin,
Jesus.
Part 2. You know, it was like, well, a lot points in this direction, but we can't say beyond a reasonable doubt, can we?
Mm.
And these dumb hayseeds, they got this one Texan who's like, I just think he's the unluckiest man ever. It's like, yeah, you know, what, other than those billions he has,
yeah, right,
and all the murders he's gotten away with. Oh, what a mush.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Captivating viewing. And the best part is, he's gotten away with three murders. Who was the third? The third was a friend of his named Susan Berman,
mm-hmm,
who they're very convinced he was open about the first and second murders with. And she came upon hard times. And they conjecture, I think Othello actually countered me on this. I thought it was they figured she, like Morris Black, was like, I am going to tell people all you told me about killing people unless you give me $50,000, which is peanuts to you.
Right.
And he was a gun-obsessed weirdo, so even though he's like 5'2", he just killed them. And Susan Berman, Othello said it was the day before she was supposed to go in to testify regarding the disappearance of his wife, the first murder, as we will assume.
Right.
That someone walked in, no sign of forced entry, shot her, and then 2 days later wrote in block lettering to the maybe not even 2 days later, I think they got it 2 days later, wrote to the Beverly Hills Police Department, there is a cadaver in house XYZ wherever she lived.
What's a cadaver?
Just a dead body.
Oh.
Which they figured out was a term he learned because his wife was a med student. So he would have heard the word cadaver a million times.
Right. Even,
so that's why he used cadaver.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're doing the documentary, Beverly is misspelled. They're doing the documentary, and like the stepson of Susan Berman calls the director, this guy named Jarecki.
Jarecki.
He just introduces himself on the phone as Jarecki. He's like, Robert, it's Jarecki. I'm like, God damn, that's a good name. I think me, Papa Giorgio, I feel envy. Yeah. I think Jarecki's even better.
No way. Not better than Papa Giorgio, but.
Are you all right? It sounded like someone sped up the tape there.
It's a good
name. Not better than Papa Giorgio.
It's a good name.
Are we going to record a Chipmunks podcast? You all right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay. Thought your throat cancer was acting up. Take a sip.
Okay.
All better.
All better.
So Jarecki gets in touch with the stepson of Susan Berman.
Okay.
And this guy was like, you have to see a piece of mail that Robert Durst sent to my mother. And it's Beverly misspelled with the extra E in the block lettering. And Jarecki, I guess, it kind of, like, you watch the first episode and you're like, this Hollywood dick schmoozing with this rich murderer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What an asshole. And then you realize, like, he's just kind of been nice the whole time. Like, I put it together by episode 2 because I'm like, by doing this, it can only hurt this man's case. You know, like, he can't be more innocent.
Yeah.
It's not like the estate of Susan Berman is going to start paying money for being like, we're sorry you were even considered for this crime. Here's $100,000. And I'm like, Jarecki must hate this guy deep down. Like, deep down, Jarecki knows he's a killer.
Mm-hmm.
And Jarecki's going to get him busted. Detective Jarecki. Coming this fall. And Jarecki hits him with this. And he's like, well, here is the sample block letter from the letter to the cops saying there's a cadaver. And Robert Durst is like, yeah. And then that's also my Jim Florentine impression, by the way. I don't eat nuggets. I'm not 5 years old. And then he shows him the letter that he sent to Susan Berman. And he's like, do you see how people could mix these up? He's like, yeah, the block lettering, the misspelled Beverly. I see how people could mix it up. And then he just takes both lines and puts them on a piece of paper with no other context, just the address written out. He's like, okay, so which one was written by you and which one was written by the killer? You've acknowledged that obviously the cadaver letter came from the killer. Which did you write and which did he write? He's like, I couldn't tell you. And it's great. It just hangs in the air like a bad fart. He's like, I got this bastard.
Yeah.
And then, in true old man fashion, he walks off, not Jarecki, but Durst walks off to take a piss and leaves his mic on.
Yeah.
And he's just going on about, like, the lawyer was right. This was a bad idea. And then it's like, it's mixed in with like, I wonder where he got these towels. These towels are great. And then it's something along the lines of like, I killed them all. And then they just